This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Drafted in 1988 in the 62nd round, the 1390th pick overall. Today, he calls Cooperstown home. Mike Piazza, welcome to the Hall of Fame.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
McMonagle here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019.
Oh, what a busy weekend. Had all the NFL news. I mean, we had, obviously, the quarterback issues I just went through. And as much, you know, I'm still hung up on, I want Aaron Rodgers to be the Giants quarterback in the worst way. I still think that's the best option. I've been saying this forever. You sign Aaron Rodgers, and apparently they're hot and heavy and trying to make it happen. Apparently, the word is they are desperate to get Aaron Rodgers. He does have other options. We'll see. You know, to Brett's point about the contract, we'll see how much a bidding war would entice money. I still don't think it would be much. And it just depends on if he has options to go a place where he's more in line with being the guy and then having an opportunity to still be the guy next year. If he goes to Seattle, theoretically, if he has visions of playing multiple years and wants to go somewhere comfortable, if Seattle would be interested in bringing Aaron Rodgers, then you would think that he's got the job for a couple of years if they sign him to a contract. I don't know what they think of J.J. McCarthy in Minnesota, but if they bring in, Aaron Rodgers in Minnesota and don't play J.J. McCarthy, I know he was injured last year, but he still was able to learn. You still drafted him. Like, I would think if you bring in Aaron Rodgers, you're open to the idea if Aaron Rodgers plays well, then he gets next year too. Where I think the Giants, if they draft the young quarterback, it's clearly a one-year scenario. So that might hinder the ability for Aaron Rodgers to want to be a New York Giant. But I do think just as far as what the offense can do, clearly Minnesota would be better. But I don't know if Seattle is. I don't know if any of these other options are. I think the Giants provide a stud wide receiver, a running back, a tight end, a shifty slot receiver, and, you know, they'll have to fix the offensive line, but they do have Andrew Thomas coming back, who apparently looks great and feels good. So I do think that that is a legitimate option for Aaron Rodgers and the New York Giants, but obviously it's going to be up to, and I don't know what they do from there. I still think they're drafting the quarterback no matter what they do. But a lot of stuff going on outside the NFL. Obviously, the Geno Smith, as far as the Jets, Sherwood signs a three-year, $45 million deal with $30 million guaranteed. That is a significant deal for a player who's really only had the 1 year of, you know, proving himself. And you know, Fleegs, who's not the who's one of the bigger defenders of the former GM. I mean, you talk about, this is what we talk about, like all the young talent that the Jets have that they're looking to build on, right? The coach is so mad talking about all the good young players that they have. All of them were drafted by Douglas. Now, he's just got a, Sherwood just got a contract. Everyone's going to want to pay Sauce Gardner. Everyone's going to want to pay, you know, Garrett Wilson. I mean, they've got a lot of talented players, this Jet team. And I think that was a good, solid move to retain him. Now, we'll see what they do in the draft. Davante Adams signs with the Rams. What was his contract? Let me pull that up. I was just on the list. Davante Adams. 2 years worth 46. 2 years for 46 with $26 million guaranteed, including a $12 million signing bonus. Now, that's... I'm glad he... I mean, there was some reports he would follow Rodgers. Obviously, he doesn't. He goes and he'll play with that Rams offense where... Now, I don't know... The only thing I'll say is, obviously, you bring in Davante Adams to go along with that offense and Puka Nacua and what they did there. Matthew Stafford, obviously McVay, the offensive-minded head coach. But what I'll say is, I don't know how bad Cooper Kupp is. Like, I don't know what happened to Cooper Kupp, but watching the Rams on the occasions that I did, it really felt like they were determined to run the passing game through Puka Nacua. Now, you bring in Davante Adams, obviously I think that's a little bit different, but like, it just felt like Kupp could never... This is a guy who won the Super Bowl MVP for them. This is a guy who they paid, I believe at the time, one of, if not the largest contracts to a wide receiver in the history of the game. This is a guy that they were leaning on. Cooper Kupp was their guy. Puka Nacua comes in and everything changed. So I'm curious to see the dynamic just because it's been so Puka Nacua heavy there. But, I mean, you bring in Davante Adams, that is, you got him and Puka to go along with that run game that they've established, one of the better offensive minds in football. That is a good move for the Rams. Myles Garrett, who was telling everybody that he wanted out of Cleveland, he wants to win a championship. There's nothing they could do. Nothing they could do to keep him in Cleveland. The owner there said he was never trading him. Haslett said was never interested in trading him, wasn't going to do it. And yesterday they came to a deal on he is now the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. A four-year extension that includes $123 million guaranteed and is an average player per year $40 million. He's now with the Browns for the next 6 years, includes a no-trade clause. That is a monster contract for Myles Garrett. Now, look, I like when players stay with their teams. I hope Myles Garrett is part of the Cleveland turnaround. I know their quarterback situation is a disaster, but it's just funny. I mean, the guy, was it just an, I wonder, I try to give him the benefit of the doubt. Was he full of crap when he said he wanted out and it was about winning and this was all a contract ploy? Or was he literally interested in moving, but once he was told that I'm not trading you, he just said, what the hell, I'll take the contract? I don't know. But in today's world where the players are so powerful and get what they want, I know football's a little bit different than the NBA necessarily, but still, that is a massive contract. Obviously, the Bills retain Josh Allen to a huge monster contract. 6 year deal worth $330 million, the largest money ever guaranteed to a player in the history of the NFL, $250 million. Now, I believe Dak Prescott makes more per year. Dak Prescott makes 60, but Josh Allen now makes 55 million per year, $250 million guaranteed. I mean, and he deserves it. He's a great player. These are the guys you pay. When you get these players, you pay them. That's it. You find Josh Allen, you thank your lucky stars you found him, and you give him $250 million guaranteed to be your quarterback. And they'll figure it out. You know, they signed Shakur to a four-year extension. They've signed Greg Rousseau to the four-year contract extension, so they've spent some money. The Bills keeping their players. We'll see what they do in free agency. But Josh Allen going to stay with the Bills for a long time. But this is as busy. And then Metcalf traded. That's right, DK Metcalf, who I was talking about, would love to see him with the Giants and really sell the young a veteran quarterback, to come play with the Giants. But he goes to Pittsburgh, signs a big-time extension there too. Leaving Seattle. I mean, Seattle's trading every. I don't know why anyone would want to go to Seattle. We'll see. I would love to see Aaron Rodgers come to the New York Giants. And we'll see what the Jets quarterback will spin the wheel at 3 o'clock. Seem to be very much interested. I would think right now the two options. I mean, I still think Kirk Cousins is an option. I don't know why, but I think Kirk Cousins is an option with the Jets. But it seems like Fields is the kind of guy they're going to go and try and really be aggressive and see if they can bring Justin Fields to this team. I don't love it. It's not as good as Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if you can win with him. I mean, I think Pittsburgh and Tomlin, the way they coached him last year, tells you everything you need to know about him. Yes, he's mobile. Yes, he could do some different things. You know, his athleticism jumps off the page, but he can't throw. I mean, that's a problem for a quarterback.
You just said it, though. That's the number one attribute the Jets historically, regardless of who the coach is, who the GM is, that's what they look for in their starting quarterback.
Can't throw?
Can he throw the football?
Yeah.
No?
Bring him on. Bring him on.
Run him out of town.
Yes, run him out of town. So a lot going on in the NFL. We'll get into more of it as we go through. 888-808-1019. Tim in Norwalk. What's up, Tim?
I mean, Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams want to play for the New York Yankees right now at this point.
And they could use them, no doubt.
Oh, my God, this is brutal right now. Sorry, my dog's walking in the background right now. But this whole quarterback situation, honestly, like with the NFL right now, is obviously for New York sports right now, you honestly – at the Rangers loss tonight, I'm just like, I don't even know what to watch anymore. It's brutal.
No, it is tough.
It's tough because, like, Drury, I know the start of the process, and I'm not trying to deflect, like, the Jets talk right now, but because the Jets right now, I mean, are they going to sign Garrett Wilson?
Are they going to sign Garrett Wilson? I don't know. I would think so.
Garrett Wilson.
I mean, I think they have every intention of signing him. I don't know if they're going to do it this year, but yes, I do think they're going to sign Garrett Wilson.
And Justin Fields, excuse me, like the reconnection from Ohio State and everything like that. Do you think that might? I mean, I think they need to do something different right now. But it is crazy because when I got through, and I'm just wondering, I'm like, oh, my God, it's Brett Favre to the Jets, Aaron Rodgers to the Jets, Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, I know.
Does he go back to the NFC East, and then he, you know, kind of wants to, like, NFC North, excuse me, yes, sorry. But him, like, trying to, I don't know, like, I feel like Aaron Rodgers, like, and here he just, I don't know if there's, like, something he needs to prove. That he was better than, I don't know. That's me.
I was joking about it before, and thank you for the call. I honestly think he went to the Jets, one, because I'm not sure how many other teams are really willing to take him on and make the trade for him. And two, you know, I do think he got his, he was telling the truth. The Jets kicked the crap out of Green Bay the year before. The roster was there. The talent was there. He felt like it was a good landing spot. I don't think it was necessarily, I'll go to the Jets and make it work like Favre couldn't, or now I'll go to the Vikings. I don't think Brett Favre's in his head. I just think it's a weird coincidence. I think the Jets were really the only and best option for him 2 years ago. And now the Vikings, clearly, I mean, there's some thoughts about the Colts. Again, I don't know. Like, the Vikings, it's just a weird situation. Obviously, for me, the most talented team is the Vikings. You go there and you have stud wide receivers. I mean, you have an offense that works. Now, you have a good running back. You have an offense that was one of the best in the NFL last year with Sam Darnold. Like, you go there and you expect Aaron Rodgers to play well. Like, that is the best landing spot for him. The Colts are in on it. Seattle, possibly. The Giants are heavy on him. There's no doubt the best talented team is Minnesota. And I just don't know what Minnesota would be thinking. That's my only concern. Like, does Minnesota really want him? What are they going to do with J.J. McCarthy? What are they seeing from J.J. McCarthy? He's been injured with a knee injury. Now, I know he actually had a setback and had to have a second, like, I don't know if it's a full-blown surgery or just a you know, had to open him up twice and fix the knee a second time. But how do you bring in Aaron Rodgers and not go with J.J. McCarthy or not just keep Sam Darnold? Like, that's my only... I don't know what Minnesota's thinking. Like, if I go there, maybe it's really the best of both worlds, because you can't tell me they have a lot of confidence in J.J. McCarthy. You're bringing in Aaron Rodgers. This is his second year now. You just drafted him. He's a first-round pick. He's your first pick. You're going to have him sit on the bench for 2 years? 3 years? Like, I know it's been done before. Love sat for a couple of years. It's not, you know, unheard of, but in today's day and age, I mean, you drafted that quarterback because you believed in him. Kevin O'Connell believed he could coach him up. I know Sam Darnold didn't perform in the postseason very well, but he's a young kid. He threw 35 touchdowns last year. Like, why would you either not go to the young quarterback or move on from Sam Darnold? I know the money's going to be high. I get it. There'll be other teams looking to pay him, but you want one more year of J.J. McCarthy sitting on the bench? And so you bring in Aaron Rodgers as opposed to, you know, giving Sam Darnold a long-term contract and forcing J.J. McCarthy to the bench long-term? Figuring out a way to move on from him? I don't know. But for the New York Giants, I mean, this is the perfect option for me. I'm still, you know, very much gung-ho on the idea of getting him. I love that they're aggressive on it. It's the best option out there. We go through the wheel of quarterbacks every day at 3 o'clock. And these options suck. You hear the names. They're not very good. There's no other options. Why do you think, you know, why is Rodgers attached to all these teams? Because there's not a lot of other options. Now, I don't know what the money's going to be. I can't imagine it being big-time money, more than like $20 million, $25 million at the max, and on a short-term deal. Maybe Seattle would be willing to give him more years. I don't know what the Colts with Richardson, I don't know what they're thinking on, you know, what their move would be with Aaron Rodgers, other than to, you know, kind of mentor, you know, him, let him learn from Rodgers, give him a year there, have him battle with a veteran quarterback. I don't even know what the thought would be. But in Minnesota, more talent with the Giants, you know, an opportunity to be talented, an opportunity to stick it to the Jets, an opportunity to work with Brian Daboll. Now, again, all of this works better for him in Minnesota. I think any quarterback available, Minnesota is the best place to go. And that's where Daniel Jones gets thrown in the mix, too, is he's being attached to all these teams, too. This is going to be an interesting quarterback. Like, I'm telling you right now, mark my words. If Daniel Jones is the starting quarterback at the beginning of the year for Minnesota, he is going to have a good game within the first, you know, one, two, or three games. And I am going to be inundated by the Brett and Long Islands of the world saying, I knew it. We blew it. It's another Saquon Barkley on our hands. This guy's going to be great, blah, blah, blah. By the fifth week of the season, sixth week of the season, J.J. McCarthy will be the quarterback. I promise you. That is what's going to happen if Daniel Jones is allowed to start the year as the Vikings quarterback. He is not going to be the next franchise quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings. He just isn't. But I've went all through all the different reasons why I think Aaron Rodgers is the best option for the New York Giants. Just think of how... And I don't want to draft Hunter. Like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to draft Hunter and promise him this defensive back is going to be a wide receiver. I have no idea. I want the young draft pick, and I want Aaron Rodgers. I don't want to try and win this year and next year with Aaron Rodgers. I really don't. I want the draft pick. I want 1 year of Aaron Rodgers. I want to go out there and try and win some football games, turn the franchise around, put it on stable footing, have this young rookie, the future of this team, learn under Aaron Rodgers, and then next year you start the year with that quarterback. Or even if it doesn't go well with Aaron Rodgers, he gets hurt, you go right to him. That is so much of a better option. But now it seems like what you know, on Friday, Thursday, when we were talking about it, it felt like, where else is Aaron Rodgers going? If he's connecting with the New York Giants, if they're talking, I got Art Stapleton saying they're down the road negotiating. It felt like, man, where else is he going to go? And now all of a sudden, well, Pittsburgh, you know, I don't know if Pittsburgh's open to it, but certainly Minnesota now becomes an option. That Geno Smith trade is throwing the quarterback situation up in flux. And Aaron Rodgers and the New York Giants and the New York Jets, for that matter, are all waiting around to see what happens. And today we'll find out. I would think Aaron Rodgers is probably, I don't know how much time he's going to take. I would think he'd want to know relatively quickly. We got the tampering period starting today at noon. You've got free agency opening on Wednesday. So we should find out today, later today, what a lot of the questions are going to be answered. And I would think Aaron Rodgers has a decision to make. And to me, Minnesota's the best option. If Minnesota wants Aaron Rodgers, I think that's where he's going. If not, I think the New York Giants are the second best option. I don't think Seattle's any better. Right now, they have really no wide receivers. They've cut Lockett. They've traded Metcalf. They've got a new offensive coordinator and a defensive-minded head coach. I don't think the Colts, with Richardson sitting right there, and, you know, the talent they have there, I don't see that as a far better option than the New York Giants. Malik Nabers is the best of the bunch in either of those teams. He knows the area. He's liked the area. He's bought a house in the area. He gets to stick it to the Jets by playing with the Giants, and it gives them an opportunity to work with a young, talented wide receiver. I think other than Minnesota, all the teams connected to Aaron Rodgers, the Giants is the second best.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium, the New York Yankees are once again world champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All right. 2:27, McMonagle here with you on The Fan. And for all the Yankee Met talk, right now, the dynamic of the Jets and the Giants and who plays quarterback is actually intriguing, because I didn't mention the Pittsburgh Steelers with Aaron Rodgers because it felt like early on that there wasn't a fit there. But now, it could very much be determined what the Jets do at quarterback and how that it could impact the Giants and Aaron Rodgers. So right now, if you think about it too, just this whole quarterback carousel has so many former Jets involved. It's hilarious. You got Sam Darnold, who had an unbelievable year with Minnesota, hanging in the balance as probably, not even probably, the best free agent right now. You got Geno Smith traded from Seattle to Vegas, which has thrown the whole place in an uproar and has opened up another spot. And I don't know what Vegas would do now. Would they still draft a quarterback 6? He's old enough.
You have to think no. You don't give up a third-round pick just for 1 year, right?
No, I would think now they're off the market. I mean, that's
only because of how much they gave up. A day 3 pick is a lot for a bad team.
Mm-hmm. If that was like a 6-round pick, I'd feel different about it. A third-round pick makes me think they believe he's the guy. And I know, you know, however long, I know he's older, Pete Carroll. But I would think he's got a 3-year run as a head coach there at least. So maybe just Geno's there for the Pete Carroll run that they, you know, he believes in him, and that's what's going to go on there. Maybe they don't draft a quarterback this year, which makes things easier for the Giants. Less teams looking to trade up could make things easier for the Jets to trade up. Now, if Shedeur Sanders is down to six, do the Jets move up and trade up to six to take Shedeur?
Did Myles Garrett get it written into his contract that the Browns have to take a quarterback to give him a chance?
That's true, yeah. We'll see what they do there, all the money they just gave him. But no, but listen, so the impact on the Jets, on the Giants quarterback situation is the rumor is that they are heavily invested in trying to get Justin Fields, right? Justin Fields to the Jets. I heard Sal speculate this. We've heard the same thing that, you know, earlier in the offseason, Fields was around here looking at, you know, driving around, looking at places, rumors. You hear it here or there. You don't put too much stock into it, but it's been circulated that Fields was in town looking at places to live, possibly. Rumor is the Jets are very much interested in him, and it also sounds like Pittsburgh would like to sign him. Now, Pittsburgh just traded for Metcalf. You got Metcalf, you got Pickens. Like, that is a, that's a, those are two pretty damn good wide receivers. I love Metcalf's game. I mean, he is physical. He gives you everything. He's got good hands. Like, that is, he's a premier wide receiver. You got those two guys there. Plus, you just got Tomlin. Plus, you got Watt on defense. That is a great place to go win, I would think. Now, the team didn't show a lot of confidence in him, in Justin Fields. But if they want him back, I would have a hard time thinking he wouldn't go back there. But if he comes to the Jets, if the Jets are able to pull this off and bring Justin Fields to town to play with Garrett Wilson and to play with this offense, I just said before that the Giants are the second best option for Aaron Rodgers. I knew I was going to say it once. Rodgers clearly, I just said Pittsburgh is the far better option. So right now, Giant fans, we might be reliant on the idea of the Jets failing to get Justin Fields. Hope he goes back to Pittsburgh and eliminates the best option. I mean, that's probably even better than Minnesota, considering the Favre link and going back and being the enemy in Green Bay. As much as he's, you know, been dissatisfied with the organization and had his issues with the organization, I think he likes the idea, as of right now, that he's beloved in Green Bay. I mean, yeah, there were some fans who were tired of him, sure, and were ready to move on to Love and everything. But for the most part, I mean, he's the greatest, in my mind, he's the greatest quarterback to ever wear their uniform. He won a championship. He's beloved in Green Bay. Now, Brett Favre eventually became beloved in Green Bay again as well. But if you go there, a little more contentious right now with Brett Favre in the organization, with Aaron Rodgers in the organization. So if he goes to Minnesota, as great a spot, as landing spot that is, and a division he's comfortable in, playing opponents and in buildings he's comfortable in, I still don't know if you want to go back and be the enemy in Green Bay for a year or two. Where you go to Pittsburgh, I mean, you got maybe not the offensive mind, but you've got one of the best head coaches, if not the best head coach, you know, this side of Andy Reid, just because of the championships. You got one of the greatest head coaches in the league. You've got a solid defense. You've got weapons on offense. Like, that's a place, right? You go, if Aaron Rodgers goes to Pittsburgh and stays healthy, they're a threat. They're a threat in the AFC. I don't know if he can come here and be a threat in the NFC with the New York Giants. I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't have my hopes up that high. Could they win 8 or 9 games? Yeah, maybe. Even with the tough schedule, because you don't know. The tough schedule thing, I don't disagree with it necessarily. The Giants do have a tough schedule. And there are teams in there you know are going to be good. The Eagles are going to be good. They have to play them twice. I think the Commanders are going to be good. You have to play them twice. You know, I'm sure Kansas City is going to be very good. But I don't know what San Francisco is going to be. They weren't very good this year. They were okay. They were still good, better than the Giants. But they weren't world beaters where you're like, oh, man, how the heck are the Giants if they have Aaron Rodgers and added, you know, weapons and fixed the offensive line? How could they beat the 49ers? It's not impossible. Even with the tough schedule, you don't know. Things change, seasons change, years change, teams change. You have no idea what the schedule is going to be next year. There are some guarantees, Philadelphia, Kansas City guarantees. Other than that, could be anything. They could win 8 or 9 games and really change the feeling around this franchise real quick with Aaron Rodgers. But I don't think they're a threat. Pittsburgh can be a threat in the AFC. You look at that AFC playoff picture, right? You got the Texans. You've got the Chargers, who just released Bosa. I mean, some of these lesser teams, you know, some of these teams that were playoff teams, Pittsburgh's just as good as those teams. That's, you know, even with Josh Allen, like, Josh Allen's a great player. Look at the rest of that roster. You can make an argument right now that, listen, he's far better than Aaron Rodgers is at the moment, Josh Allen, and one of the great players in the league, just won the MVP. But roster for roster, outside of the quarterback, Pittsburgh's roster might be better than Buffalo's roster. I mean, they're a real threat. So right now, let's go. Sorry, Jet fans. I know you don't want Rodgers, but I do. Don't be taking Justin Fields and opening up Pittsburgh. 888-808-1019. Justin in Bound Brook, New Jersey. What's up, Justin?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, just driving home from work. No, I just wanted to say about the Aaron Rodgers thing. You hit on it a couple minutes back before the break. I think an underrated thing you have to take into account is, you know, he's playing for the Jets right now. Giants, you know, right in the same building, doesn't have to move nothing. And it kind of reminds me, you know, obviously different situation, but like LeBron going to the Lakers, you know. He's in the twilight of his year. You know, if he likes the... You know, if you like the New York culture, the Northeast and whatnot, I think we'll have a real strong case to get him because then that makes it a lot simpler for him. But, you know, I have, you know, Minnesota.
There's a couple of things. Yeah, there's a couple of things. I don't disagree with that, right? He's bought a place in northern New Jersey, likes the area. You know, he's I know it's a different organization, but a lot of the people around the building that he's built a relationship, he's talked very much about all the people he's come to know over the last 2 years with the Jets and everything. Some of those people, not all of them, but some of those people are building people, and so that's the Giants and Jets. So I think there's a selling point there, no doubt. He's comfortable there. Maybe that's a selling point. The other thing is I'm just curious, like, who's offering what, right? Like, and how does he view this? Because if he views this as, I still want to play for a couple of years, I want a new team, and I want to go about trying to win with that team over the next couple of years, because I believe I have that kind of game in me, well, then it depends on how the Giants feel about drafting a quarterback with him. Like, if the Giants tell him, look, I know you're coming here, but I'm doing what I can to draft a quarterback. You're here for a year. I think we could be talented. You help develop the young quarterback, and I'll give you a chance to resurrect your career. Or, like, what are the other options? Like, if... Like, that's the thing. Because if Pittsburgh is offering them just, you know, the keys to the castle, and, hey, you're our guy for the next 2 or 3 years, and we're talented, I don't know how Aaron Rodgers doesn't take that if he's looking for the long-term fix, long-term answer to his career. And the same thing, what is Minnesota going to tell him? Like, he's going to go there, and he's like, well, what's the deal with J.J. McCarthy? Like, well, listen, we don't, you know, if you play well this year and win, we're going to sign you to a two-year deal just to make the cap work. And if you play well this year, we have every expectation of giving you next year, too. I don't know if the Giants are willing to do that. Now, if the Giants tell him, hey, come here, we're going to draft Hunter, and you're going to have Malik Nabers and Hunter in the offense, and, you know, you're our guy for the next 2 or 3 years. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, Justin. Like, it depends on what he's looking for and what he's being
promised.
Yeah,
I mean, it's kind of hard to say. Aaron Rodgers, he's a weird character. It's kind of hard to pin him down compared to some of the more bread and butter guys, you know?
Yeah. No, it totally is.
And I think what it is, you know, he's a little kooky, but he's not a stupid man. He has a lot of weird opinions and stuff, but he's never come off as like a dumb guy. And between, you know, his tenure with the Jets, the injuries, his age and everything, you know, I feel like, you know, he would never say it. You know, he's a professional athlete. You got to have that ego and that confidence. So he'd never say it. But I have to think that there's at least a part of him that kind of knows, you know, he's hanging it up soon. He's not the guy he was. So I could see, you know, the living situation, and I imagine a fat paycheck would have to come with it. Don't get me wrong. But I could see him being happy to take on the veteran mentality, you know, grooming the new guy more so because he already, you know, he got his ring, right? It's not like he's still chasing one; like he got it,
right?
So I could definitely see that, you know, being again, you know, that's assuming. And you would know this more than I would. You know, I watch football. I don't, you know, follow all the clips, and I'm not on Twitter or nothing. So maybe he's mentioned. You know, he prefers like the Midwest lifestyle over the Northeast. You know, you would know better than me, but
no, I don't.
You know, if he really,
Yeah,
if he likes this area that much more, I think that would be, you know, a good paycheck to send you off, groom the new guy, play a year, like you said, play a year, give the reins to the new guy and whatnot, and then either hang it up or, you know, maybe if he really wants to compete, I'm sure someone would be willing to throw a reduced paycheck at him if, you know, we give him like a bridge contract, you know, like 2 years or something.
Yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying. I don't know how he views it. When you say listen, I agree that maybe chasing the championship isn't the be-all, end-all for him, but, I mean, he wants to be on a good team. I mean, championship and winning go together, and him having an ability to put up good numbers all go together. The idea that, you know, he'd rather be on a bad team, I don't agree with that. Like, he's going to want to go win. That's part of it, too. It might not be the be-all, end-all. Like, if there's a situation where there's multiple quarterbacks, or there's a situation where, you know, they don't want to pay him anything, or, like, I don't know. I don't think it won't be the only thing. Like, I'm just going to go to the team that gives me the best chance to win. Like, that's not the only thing. There are other things. You're right. The area, how much money? Again, I don't know what the money is. I don't know what the contract is. And now it seems like it's probably going to be, you know, we'll see how many teams are involved in him. We'll see how many teams are in on him. I don't think he's going to get $40 million. I don't think he's going to get $30 million. I think he's going to get somewhere in the 20s. But I have a hard time thinking he won't take the better team if presented to him. It's just a matter of what are they promising. I don't think he's going to go into it saying, yeah, look, I only want to play another year and I'd love to groom a quarterback. I think he's going to go with, hey, I want to play this year. I'm open to playing further. And I want to have the best team around me as possible. I mean, I think it's that simple. So right now, the Giants are, I think, higher on that list than most would say. But they're behind Minnesota. They're behind the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't think there's any doubt about it. They are. They're just behind those two teams.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It'll be a 1-1 to Judge. The pitch swung on and hit. Deep center field. Trout on the run. Aaron Judge, number 50.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
How about the Johnnies with the opening of Jimmy Fallon and Tonight Show with a little musical number for St. John's Red Storm? Unbelievable. I'm telling you, we've been saying it. Not just me, everyone. We know this is the case. The St. John's is about to become the story around here. And that hasn't happened in a long time. And they're how much the city loves its basketball teams. Unfortunately, the Johnnies, they haven't been this good in particular since, you know, the early mid 80s. But right now, as we're looking to the, when does the Big East tournament start?
Wednesday, their first game starts.
Their first game, the tournament starts on Wednesday. Their first game is Thursday.
They're the noon game on Thursday. If they win, they'll be the 6:30 game on Friday.
Okay. So they're the noon game on Thursday. If they win, they're the 6:30 game on Friday. They're obviously the number one seed in the Big East tournament. They are the sixth best team in the country. We'll find out where they fall in the NCAA tournament. But right now you got, you know, Jimmy Fallon singing the song with Patino in the white suit, the whole bit. Just right now, they're ready to take an unbelievable overtime win. You can't kill these guys. They are as tough as nails. And, you know, Patino was on with, I guess it was BT and Sal. It might have been the morning show prior, but I think it was the BT and Sal interview that I heard. You know, that they're not a great team, right? That this isn't a really super talented team. They're not. We'll see. Hopefully they can shoot. Come tournament time. But they defend. They are pure effort, man. This is a team, like, when you mix in all the ingredients of a team that makes a great story and a team that can take the city by storm, pun intended. You mix in great, famous, you know, great historic head coach. You mix in the fact that they're the one real college team in the city. They haven't been good in forever. I mean, it's been 35 years. 40 years since they've been this good. And the idea that they are doing it not with the one and dones, not with, you know, Zion or, you know, Cooper Flagg, or they are doing it on grit and guile and coaching. They are, I mean, you watched that game against Marquette, and I didn't watch the whole game, but I watched a lot of the second half into overtime. Like, they are just sheer effort. Not that they're not skilled, and they've been shooting much better. But, I mean, they just don't die. They get the big rebound when you need it. They get the big bucket when you need it. They make the big stop when you need it. Like, they are just, right now, they are extremely well coached. They fight for every inch. They are as tough as nails. You can't kill them. They are a fun team, man. This is a great story. And we'll see. Like, come the tournament time, anybody but Auburn, you know, if they find themselves in a bracket and can avoid, you know, Auburn and Duke, you might have a little run here. That would be a lot of fun. But the only thing that scares me is, you know, we've seen it before in the tournament. It's a make or miss league. And it's a make or miss tournament. They get into the tournament and the shots don't fall. That's how it goes. But, I mean, it is not going to be from lack of effort. And it is not going to be, they're not going to get blown out. And they are not going to give up a ton of points. They are a unbelievably gritty team. And I'm happy for them to get their love. And this is what Patino, you know, this is what bringing Patino to your school does. This is what it does. He is a program builder. You bring Patino to your school, you're going to win. Plain and simple. You're going to win. And he's done it so fast to this point. The sixth best team in the country? The number one seed in the Big East? Big East regular season champion in the second year here? It's been an incredible run. 888-808-1019. Reed in Battleboro. What's up, Reed?
Hey, Chris. How are you?
Good. How are you, buddy?
I've been better. Just having a hard time sleeping since I moved out here from Glen Oaks.
Oh, yeah?
But getting used to it. Yeah, we've been on.
I know all about having trouble sleeping, buddy.
No, I hear you. I was calling about the Jets, but I actually had a basketball point, too, real quick, if you don't mind, about St. John, mind you. So before the season started, I made a friendly wager with my friend who's a Chiefs fan. His team is Xavier. He's a big Xavier fan.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, yeah, you know, Xavier's going to win the Big East this year. So I said, oh, you know, put your money where your mouth is. So we bet a grand on that not the regular season, the Big East tournament. So I got $1,000 riding. He's got Xavier, you know, coached by Big Cho. They got Lane Kerner, Charles Gorman, Bobby Midnight. But they're a good team, but I think the Johnnies got them. I'm hoping. Who knows? If
yeah, well, you're hoping they get picked off on Thursday against Xavier.
Yep. Yeah, in regards to the Jets point, you know, we need a quarterback. I get it. We've been there, quarterback hell and forever and whatnot. I personally, I know a couple nights ago you were saying you would pick Sanders, I think, right, if he was there? Am I mistaken?
For the Jets?
Yes.
Yes. If Sanders is there at 7, I would take him. Yes, absolutely. And now I'm thinking I might be able to, if someone's going to jump up. I mean, that road gets easier now that it seems like the Raiders aren't going to take a quarterback at 6. But yes, if Sanders falls all the way to 7, I think the value at 7 is too high not to take the quarterback of your future.
I get it. I don't know. If Cam Ward, 100%, I would take him. I just don't know if Sanders, if his last name wasn't Sanders, would he be there? You know, personally, I would maybe take Tet McMillan. I know he's kind of fallen on the draft boards because he only did a combine. But what about this kid from Arizona State, Dixon Hole? His receivers were the Bonesy brothers, Joe and Anthony. And he actually, Jaden Daniels left LSU. Arizona State for LSU because this kid was outperforming him. The only problem is he's like an eighth-year senior because of the whole COVID thing. So he's like almost like a Chris Winkie type guy or like Rick Kemp from Brigham State. What are your thoughts on him?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have real strong opinions on him. I'll be totally honest with you. I haven't broke down the film, but I'm not going to take him 7. You want to take him later? You want to take any one of these quarterbacks? It doesn't have to be him. It could be whoever you want. You want to give me, you know, Jackson Dart later in the second round? Or like, we'll see how these quarterbacks move up. Obviously, the one who really had a terrible showing was what's his name out of? I wrote it down the other day. In the combine, what's his name had a terrible showing? Howard. Will Howard had a terrible showing. But, like, yeah, there's, you know, Kyle McCord. You know, now everyone's telling you how good, you know, Shuck is. There's a lot of different guys that you could take later in this draft if you'd like. And I definitely think the Jets should take, I think the Giants should too. If the Giants don't draft a quarterback in the top of the draft, at some point in the draft, you have to take a quarterback. Right, if you bring Aaron Rodgers and you tell me you took Milroe in the third round or second round or something, okay, I'm not as excited, but they have to. The coaches, the GM talked about taking big swings. You have to take big swings, and they haven't drafted a quarterback yet. So, I don't really know about the Arizona State quarterback, I'll be totally honest with you. McMillan, late in the draft. Because that's what I thought. I thought he said something, then he said, well, they had the receiving brothers. I thought he was talking about the quarterback for a second.
I thought he was talking about McMillan, how because he definitely said at 7, and then he was slipping in the draft.
Right, okay.
Because he brought up Daniels, who was formerly of Arizona State, so
I also
got a little confused.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what he was talking about. I got confused, so I'm sorry. That's my fault. I didn't understand you. You lost me there for a second. But, yeah, no, listen, they could use a wide receiver. Definitely. I don't expect Sanders to fall to 7. Maybe he does. I just think there are two quarterbacks in this draft who are deemed good enough to be franchise quarterbacks. I do think Sanders is polished. I do think Sanders can throw the football. I do think he's accurate. I do think he's got leadership skills. I do think he can live in this market and not be afraid of it. You know, he's already made money. His father's, you know, Deion Sanders. I think there's a lot to like about him. I do. I think there's a lot to like about him. I think Cam Ward is better, but I'm a Giants fan. If they take Shador Sanders, I'll be excited about it. I'll quickly be able to really pump myself up for it. And I just think the Jets right now in the position they are at the quarterback, because honestly, what are they going to do with the quarterback situation? Like, you got to find your quarterback. And I don't know if any of these, you know, wide receiver, they're not as, I mean, we talk about the quarterback room isn't as prolific. Like, this isn't the same as, you know, Malik Nabers or, you know, Harrison Jr. either. Like, it's not a great, unbelievable, can't-miss class of wide receivers. And again, in the draft, you could find wide receivers. I know they need a pass catcher. I get it. You know, you want to take the tight end out of Penn State. I understand it. You need weapons in the offense. I get it. I'm just saying, if Shador Sanders, who is a top two quarterback in this draft, who I think can be a franchise quarterback, is there at 7, I think it's hard to pass up. I think it's hard to pass up. And honestly, if he slips past, you know, 4 or 5, I might start making calls about moving up to get him. Take the chance on the quarterback. And if it fails, you draft a quarterback next year too. Like, I know you don't want to waste the first-round pick. I get it. You're in a rebuild. You want to win. I'm sorry. You're not in a rebuild. You're going to win right now. I know you want to win right now and bring in as many talented players, but unless you have a quarterback, you got to find one. And I'm sorry. I don't believe Justin Fields is the next future quarterback of the New York Jets. And I don't think any of the other options are where, you know, Connor Hughes is reporting if it's not Justin Fields, you're talking about, you know, Carson Wentz possibly being an option for the New York Jets. You're talking about, you know, Marcus Mariota possibly being a quarterback for the New York Jets. You're not going to win football games with those two guys. And if they believe he is a starting quarterback in this league, if they believe he's the second best quarterback in this draft, then if he falls to 7, I take him. So, I mean, like, that's what I would do. And we're going to go through the wheel of quarterbacks is coming up right now. At 3 o'clock, we'll do the update. We'll come back, do the wheel of quarterbacks for the New York Jets. And I'm telling you, you've heard me do it every day. The options suck. You got to find your future quarterback. And this guy wants to win now. Say they win some games just on sheer coaching ability. If they have a competent quarterback, which they have one on the roster right now, if they get competent quarterback play with the rest of this roster and Aaron Glenn is a legitimate head coach in this league, they're going to win some games. And we can talk all we want about next year's quarterback class. I don't know where the Jets are going to be. You don't know where you're going to be. If a quarterback falls into your lap at 7, for me, it's hard to not take him. If he falls to them at 7, now, why did he fall? I don't know. I don't believe a lot of those reports about him pissing people off or coming off as cocky. You don't know what to believe this time of year. Like GMs and organizations and scouts and all these people, they're all given misinformation. You have no idea. You call him a bad guy and he's terrible in the meeting just so the team in front of you won't take him. Like, who knows? Is he cocky? Yeah. Did he talk about how he turns franchises around? Yeah, but he's done it. He turned 2 college programs around. Not just single-handedly, but he was the quarterback and turned Jackson State and turned Colorado around from really struggling schools into successful programs. He's been around the NFL his entire life. He's been around money and fame and media and everything else his entire life. I think he's uniquely suited to take over a New York team and be the quarterback in this market. Again, I'm not saying trade all the way up to 1 for him if you don't want to. If you believe in him, do it. But even if you think, like, even if you don't love him, you just like him. Like, at 7, I don't think you have to love him. Maybe I'm wrong. I understand that. You would like to love him. But at 7, if you think he can be a franchise quarterback, man, I think that's the move.